Hello, the river.
Hello, this is Pete Wolf, Wolf of Mama Tupa.
Peter Wolf, I absolutely adore you. You were one of my first interviews ever in radio, and I still have a picture that would knock your socks off.
Really?
Yes.
What makes you think I wear socks?
It's just, it's a great picture, and it's just such a fond memory. I am a huge...
Where was it taken?
In Atlanta, in our studios.
Uh-huh.
And I was, about 30 years younger than I am now. And it's just really a fun picture. So,
you know what they say about wine? Sometimes it ages and gets more experience.
You are exactly right. And talk about experience. My goodness. Last time you were here with Bob Seger. People raved about Jay Giles and just said that the set was fantastic. Tell me what you've been up to, because I know you're coming back, but it's you solo.
Yes, I have a solo record. I've been making solo records, a bunch of records I had. Mick Jagger was on it. Keith Richards was on it. I had Shelby Lynn on one and Nico Case. And I also had the great opportunity of recording a song I wrote with Merle Haggard. This time, I have another solo record. It's same band, same great players. And we're coming to the City Winery. We do the City Winery in New York and Chicago. And they're intimate places. It's great. We do lots of songs from the solo albums. I also throw in some of my favorite Jay Giles numbers. So we rock it up throughout the night, and I think any Jay Giles fan would enjoy the evening, and any music fan really would enjoy the music, because I have some really great players with me, and I really enjoy the intimacy of a city winery.
Well, you know what's so interesting is I got to go there when they were building it. They had, you know, a group of the press come in, and so we had a night where we got to eat some of the food and tried their wine, and I was not familiar with the venues. My nephew came with me, and he used to live in New York, and he had been to the one there. So City Winery is opening up, and Pete, I don't think you've been here yet to see it at Ponce City Market.
No, I haven't.
Ponce City Market is so cool. It's this whole area. It was a huge Sears building many years ago, and they had just gutted it and kept it, you know, all the window frames are like the same. It's so great. And then right in the middle of it is this beautiful place called City Winery. Atlanta is going to love this spot. And so they have their own wine, but they also have a restaurant, and downstairs it's all built around a stage and a very intimate setting for artist, and you're going to be one of the very first to kind of baptize this spot.
I'm honored to do that. You know, I have a really great band, an interesting show. I tell stories, things that happen out in the road, and then we just play it. I'll be playing, you know, all different kinds of stuff. But I remember Atlanta. I remember hanging out. There was a store called Peaches, a record store.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, it's right down the street from me, right there on Peachtree Street, where they had the hands in the autographs and the...
Yeah, well, my hands was one of them.
I love it. Oh, Peaches Records and Tapes. It was like our favorite place. I still have Peaches crates that I have albums in, including some of yours, my friend.
Well, thank you.
But yeah.
This new recording is called A Cure for Loneliness, and I'd love you to... Are you going to be down there that night?
I am. I wouldn't miss it. Are you kidding?
Are you going to bring the picture you have?
I will bring it. I'll print it out and bring it.
You got to print it out and bring it. I'm looking forward to seeing your face in the place. We also include some of our favorite Giles songs. And it's a history of just a lot of behind scenes playing with the Stones. And the Giles band was on many tours with the Rolling Stones. Matter of fact, the opening act on several of the tours was a young gentleman by the name of Prince. And so it was very sad to hear the news about that. But in our day, we opened up for John Lee Hooker. We played Atlanta with the Allman Brothers throughout the years. Atlanta is an important part of Jay Giles' history and history for me. So I'm looking forward to getting back down there in the City Winery. Seems like the place to be.
Absolutely, Pete. You know, you're a little bit from up in my neck of the woods. I grew up in Marblehead, Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah.
Have lived here since I was 10, but my family is up there. This will just jog your memory a little bit. When she's your ex-wife, I don't know if you call her a friend or not now. Faye Dunaway was the woman of the year with the Harvard Hasty Puddings Club.
Oh, right.
There was a picture of you. My brothers were in the Hasty Puddings Club. So so you actually met them. They were so excited to meet you because they're rockers, you know?
I remember that day, and they had a Hasty Puddings parade, and people don't know is listening. Harvard University invites a celebrity to come, and then the gents at Harvard put on a play, and it's usually a satire in honor of the celebrity. And they've had De Niro, and they've had Charlize Theron, and all sorts of interesting artists, actresses, and actors throughout the years. You know, Gregory Peck, they had John Wayne one year. And so it's a great thing, and it was great to witness it.
I bet it had to be, because it looks like just, I never got to go up for it because I was too young, and it was a little too risque, I guess, for me. But...
Yeah, they, the play plays get a little bawdy, shall we say.
Yes, and all the guys dress as women. It's crazy. It's just crazy. Nowadays, that's completely normal.
No lines needed in the bathroom.
No, none whatsoever. Tell me, what about Jay Giles? Now, I know you're doing this on your own, and I know you like doing all kinds of stuff. Is Jay Giles still going to be working together?
Well, you know, with Jay Giles, we never really had... We had a reunion way back. We did a benefit for the Cam Neely, who's a hockey player here, has a cancer foundation where people from the inner cities who can't afford to be with their children when they're getting hospitalization, you provide housing or hotels. And we thought that that was a great cause, and we did that. And then since then, we did some sporadic touring like we did with Bob Seger. But there's no real plans. There's nothing in the books. And, you know, sometimes when you get together, it might be the last time. And so there's no plans for Jay Giles. I enjoy revisiting the material and the fans, and because Jay Giles is such an important part of my life. But the solo shows and the solo band and the solo recordings are really where I've been putting my energies. And this Cure for Loneliness is something I'm really excited about. And I think, again, I don't want to sound like one of these car salesmen promotion.
No, you're not. This is music. We love music.
I try to keep all the solo records top shelf, and I think I got another one sitting right up there on the shelf. So I hope people get to hear it. Please come down to the City Winery, because it's a pretty amazing band, and it's a pretty interesting evening of music and storytelling.
And it's going to be in a great spot. Again, Ponce City Market, the brand new City Winery. Peter Wolf, this is June 3rd. And hey, do you do any radio anymore?
Well, if there's a radio station that'll have me at the midnight hour, I'll come rolling by with all my 45s. If you look at the cover of A Cure for Loneliness, you can see exactly what I'm talking about. So I used to have a show in Boston called The Wolf of Goof and Mama Doofy Show, making your knees freeze, your bladder splatter, up sitting, you just got to come out. That's what rock and roll is all about. Welcome to the OJ's Little Ladies and Nice Kiddies from Alabama. Keep it all here, doing it too, and getting right through. Have us a call. Give us a call. Give us a call, and let's have some fun. We're just going to be rocking and rolling to the midnight sun.
I'm so honored. I just love you, my friend.
Well, come on down. Bring that photograph. Bring your friends down to the City Winery, and we'll shake it up.
June 3rd.
Yeah, what day of the week is that?
It's on a Friday night. How perfect is that?
Friday night with the Wolf of Goof of Mama Toofer and his Midnight Travelers at the City Winery.